try again.
All right, good Tuesday evening to everybody. If it's Tuesday, that means it's double L night. So here we are. We're getting the chat room starting to fill up. We got some special guests already on the call-in waiting. So we'll get to the quick stuff, and then we'll get to our guest here this evening. And as first, as always, I got to say hi to my wife. Hey, Chris, how's it going in VA?
Hey, Mark. It's kind of nice and warm today.
Is it?
It sure is. We topped off, I believe, at 60.
And there's our dog and child.
Sorry.
You back?
Sounds like a war zone.
Yeah. That's why we call it the Double L Farm. It's not really a ranch. It's more like a farm in our house. So it's the Double L Farm. We'll have to go through the list one night and tell everybody everything that we have there at the house. Are you still with us, honey, or did you go take care of the dogs?
No, I got it. Earl's sitting
okay. Stand down.
That's the beauty of live radio and doing it from your home.
Oh, well, we try to give them chewies to keep them quiet the whole entire time, but it's not working out. I
have to get the mailman in there or something. So you said it was in the 60s today, huh? It was 82 here in Florida today, just to
rub
it in.
We love hearing that.
Just thought I'd rub it in. But I work inside all day, so I don't get to enjoy it. I look out a window and see it. But anyway. That's nice. At least you're still having mild winter back home. Seems like most of the country's like that up to Virginia, and then it gets cold again up in Mr. Hammerhead's neighborhood and all. I know they've been getting some cold weather. But with that cold weather, had that big striper bite going off, and we got a new state record. Isn't that correct, honey?
Correct. 74 pounds and a little bit. A gentleman out of Manassas on a charter.
Wow. 74-pound striped bass. That's pretty cool. Made the rounds I saw at the fishing expo in Richmond, too, in a big old cooler of ice and Coca-Colas. I don't know what the Coca-Colas were all about, but... I saw the pictures online from that. 74 pounds. That's a big striped bass. That's very cool. Well, that guy will be pretty excited when all that paperwork gets turned in and done.
Hey, Mark, just a quick update.
Yeah.
I do believe we have a full house. Dee and Tina also joined us.
All right. So all of our guests are waiting, so we'll get to that here shortly. I got to do my usual for the old kayak fishing radio, and that would be the upcoming boondoggle. You guys have heard us talk about it, and every other show during the week has talked about the boondoggle. I think we're up to like 23 days until those guys all meet up, and I'll butch it like I do every week. Chuck Koloski, Florida. I heard Chuck last night saying there's limited camping spaces left, and I think as of yesterday there was one efficiency house left down there. They have little houses you can rent. So if anybody's still sitting on the fence, you better get off the fence and make your reservations. But there is plenty of accommodations, I guess, out in town, but it's kind of nice when everybody stays at the same campground so everybody can beat feet to the water at the same time and enjoy everything that's going on. If you're not familiar, the Boondoggle, which is hosted by Kayak Fishing Radio, yakangler.com, is basically just a big get-together. People come from all over the country to fish in a location that they pick. I think this is the third one now. So just a good time. Everybody get together and go fish. They got every day booked as far as what they're going to do, where they're going to go. They got a couple local guides down there that are going to help them out, and of course some local guys that fish down there, so everybody's dialed in to have a great time down there, so they're pretty excited. But it's the President Day weekend in February. You can go to yakangler.com/boondoggle or kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle to get any more information on that event. So we got that taken care of. So we're going to get to our guests, and then we'll do a little more at the end of the show. I got some more plugs to put in, but we're going to go ahead and get right to the guests because they're all waiting. They gave up their Tuesday evening to call, so we're going to go. For those of you who weren't aware, we have a full female crew tonight, except for Mark Wheeler, so called in. So I'm outnumbered by far this evening, so if I need some help, somebody, I guess Wheeler, you're my wingman on this one. But anyway, yeah, I know it. I don't know what I was thinking. I come from the IHOW now anyway, the International House of Women. And now I'm ready to
you're going down, Mark. You're going down.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting ready to take abuse. There's the youngest woman in the family.
That would have been Mr. Wheeler's house, so I muted him real quick again. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So anyway, so we got a big panel of guests here tonight. I'm going to go down the order I wrote them, and then we're going to go ahead and start chatting it up with them. We have Miss Susan Powell from Kentucky, Shantae from good old Virginia Beach.
Hello.
Tina Shank from Central Virginia. Tina, you there? Tina?
Tina?
All right. And we have Andrea. Did I say it right that time? Andrea?
Andrea, correct.
All right. Andrea, Nunley, and Dee Kaminsky. Dee? Dee, you there? They're all going to talk over top of each other. Hey, Dee. Dee had a charter today. We weren't sure if she was going to make it in or not. We can get to some details about her trip here shortly, too. Who else? Did I miss anybody on that list? I don't think so. Mr. Wheeler, who we already determined is in the house. All right. So we pulled this topic up, and I'm not trying to single out women or anything, but I kind of thought it was funny because I remember back in the day when I started kayak fishing, everybody used to look and say, "You fish out of that?" And I thought, wow, that's kind of weird. And then when Chris started fishing, people would really ask, like, "You fish out of a kayak?" Because she's a woman, stereotyping or whatever. And now since all that's been going on, I mean, there's so many women out there in the sport. And it'd just be interesting, I thought, to have some women's perspective on the sport. And especially all the women we have here tonight are very accomplished kayak anglers and anglers in themselves and in the industry and whatnot. So we're just going to, like I said, go kind of round robin, let them kind of talk a little bit about themselves. But first, I'm going to ask some questions. So you guys are on the board now. And I'm going to go right down through the caller list that you guys can't see. But anyway, so my first question, I kind of wanted curiosity, was how did you guys get started? Like, what made you get into kayak fishing as opposed to boat fishing, pier fishing, or whatever the case may be, or fishing in general? But how did you get started in kayak fishing? So, Andrea, I'm putting you right on the hot seat because you're the first one on my list. So give me a quick, how did you get started?
Well, I first got kayak fishing because I used to whitewater kayak down the James River, and there used to be places I would like to have taken a fishing rod with me and stopped for a little while and fished and then continued on. But I've been fishing all my life, and there's places I would go to fish in ponds and reservoirs, and I just wanted to get to the deeper water. And not that, you know, being a single parent is a horrible thing. I'm not trying to put that out there, but I just needed something that was inexpensive that I could get out there and I could take my young child with me and go fishing. So why not get a kayak and rig it with fishing gear and keep on going and try and see what I could catch from there? And it was inexpensive, and that's how I got started.
Very cool. Yeah. And that's one thing good about the sport. You're right. It's inexpensive. You don't have to spend a fortune on it. So, Mrs. Shantae, what's your story?
Well, y'all know I'm Cajun, and I've been crawfishing and fishing for a long time. And the Cajun boat is called a P-Row. It's not much different from a kayak. So I was kind of comfortable on it when I was introduced to it. And, it, you know, it's just versatile, and it's, you know, spontaneous. You decide you want to go fishing, be out in the water in 15 minutes. It's just very easy and fun to do. And also, you can just get a lot more places than you can in a stink boat or anything else. So, you know, I'm all about the versatility.
Very cool. Does anybody ever holler out there when you're underwater, "Shoot 'em, Elizabeth"? Do you ever get that when you're out there?
No, but somebody's buying me the shirt. Shoot 'em,
Elizabeth.
I got that T-shirt. I bought that shirt.
All right.
Got that shirt.
Chris does. All right, Susan, you're next on my list going down the line. How did you get started? Susan? What did you do with her, Chris?
She's still, as far as I can see, she's live.
Well, we'll go ahead and skip her for a second. D, what's going on? Before you tell me how you got started, tell me how you did today. How did the trip go?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Started out slow, which is normal because I like to get up before the fish get up, and I'm out there looking to see what they're doing. They weren't doing very much in the morning, but I found them. And then once the water warmed up, bang on, fish on, everybody was having a great time. All the boats around us didn't catch a single fish. The
Isn't
kayak,
that a shame? Doesn't that hurt?
Oh, too bad. We were on fish all day long. My client caught, I think, maybe 20 reds, but they were more in the under 20-inch range because he didn't have as much experience as I did, and I was able to fish, which is a really great thing. When you're with certain clients, you want to have them catch all the fish, you know?
Uh-huh.
He said, fish, 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 fish. Okay, so I pulled in a couple of nice 30-plus-inch reds, and towards the end of the day, well, there was a smattering of trout in between up to 22 inches. And then at the end of the day, the black drum came up, and we had hit a bunch of black drum. 28 and a half was the biggest black drum.
Wow.
There is nothing more exciting than knowing that fish are swimming under your kayak and you can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell that from a boat.
Right.
Your kayak is vibrating. It's a boom, 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 boom.
Big bass drum.
Yeah, those were big drum. So that the charter went phenomenally well. I'm happy.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you had a good day on the water. Those always make it nice. And so how did you get started? What got you into the kayak?
Well, I've been fishing since I was a kid, always in a boat or a canoe. That was freshwater fishing up in Canada and Michigan, Wisconsin, northern areas. And I had tried my hand at surf fishing in Florida several years back, probably 10 years back, and every year just absolutely enjoyed the Pompano and everything going on the surf. But what about the river? And since I had already experience with the canoe and whatnot, I thought kayak is the way to go after doing some investigation. And I got into kayak fishing, never really went offshore. Everything's always inshore fishing. And I just love it, and I love seeing people on fish. It's the most exciting thing ever. So
Very
that's
cool.
how I got into a kayak. Yeah, trying to get
Very
to
cool.
where the fish are is key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dee's also a fellow team member of mine with Native Watercraft, so it's very cool to see her catching fish while I'm working every day and she gets to rub it in. Very cool. Yeah, and you're right, getting people on fish, and that's one of the things, and just real quick, is that's what I enjoy about guiding and putting people, is getting them on fish, and that's a big thing to share with somebody, is showing them. And I always say about 80% of my clients are not repeat offenders, meaning most of them charter just to see if they like the sport, and the next time you see them, they're out on the water waving to you from their own kayak or something. So it's pretty cool that they get out there and try it, and not too many people that don't try it don't like it. And like somebody said in the beginning, I believe it was Andrea, that it's very economical. You don't have to spend a fortune on it, and once you get a good kayak and you get your gear, you're pretty much done. It's not like other things that, you know, kayak will last you a long time. It's made of plastic, so you don't have to worry about it like you would a boat, gel coat, and motors, and all that.
Can I say something though? The longer you are, the longer you are in your kayak, and the more you appreciate what you're doing in your sport, the more you're going to end up investing in making it better for you. So that's kind of like your makeup for not having to spend on gas on a regular boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can start out with, you know, a $50, $60, I don't know what the price was of my first kayak paddle, but then after realizing that this paddle is just not going to do it, you're going to end up spending a little bit more, but that little bit more is a quality item that you will cherish forever. So a lot of people start out with a $300 kayak. My paddle is $300 plus, you know.
Sure.
It just upgrades and upgrades because you love it so much and enjoy it so much that you want everything to be just right. Right?
Right. Yeah, so. And with that too, though, if you're getting into it and you kind of relatively quickly figure out you like it, I used to tell people in the tackle shop all the time when they come in to buy reels and stuff even, it's like, you know, you can cry once and spend the money on something good that's going to last you, or you can cry three or four times and keep spending a little bit of money that in the end you basically purchased that thing, and that I was trying to tell you, if you bought it once and took care of it, it'll last you a long time instead of keep buying the cheap stuff and trying to go back to, you know. So you're right, and the paddle, and that's a good example of paddle, that's your motor, and I'm with you. I have a $400-some paddle, and if you're going to spend a lot of time in a boat, it makes sense to buy a paddle that's going to be comfortable to you and something that you can use all day and not have to think about it. So
yeah, and then the other part of that too is if you have issues with your back or, you know, muscles or whatnot, a lighter paddle might be the way to go, but you can keep fishing, or a comfortable chair, or whatever, seat-wise. You know, it's all related. You need to find your niche of every piece of equipment, and you can enjoy kayak fishing. It doesn't have to be painful, you know? Just
right.
I think with
most kayak fishing men or women, they might start out with the inexpensive items, but then they realize that if they want better performance or maybe a little bit better quality, that's what kayak fishermen are mostly into, is tweaking their own thing and upgrading and learning a little bit more. And the sport gets more and more popular, and more people want to come in and get the more expensive items. And
can I add to this real quick?
Yeah.
Shante, can I add to it?
Yeah.
I was given a lot of hand-me-downs and a lot of stuff that I really didn't get to pick out and, you know, had to work with that. But I tell you what, the first time you hook onto that big fish and you ski behind it for a little while, you're not going to care too much. But you're absolutely right. It gets easier and, you know, you can your duration can last a lot longer with better stuff, but just the draw of kayak fishing itself is being on top of the fish and just being part of your surroundings, and like I said, that adrenaline rush when something bends your rod to its total capacity and you start skiing behind it, you're not gonna, you know, you're just hoping it stays together. But when you got that fish on your lap, there's nothing better.
I agree with that, because when you look at younger people who are trying to get into sport, it doesn't matter if you got a $55 paddle or a $400 paddle. It matters to you when you get into the sport and you get more qualified, knowledgeable, and you start learning a little bit more about your shoulder, about, you know, tennis elbow and so forth. But the passion is what you put into kayak fishing.
Right. And there's not too much that's going to teach you real quick than some crappy equipment.
You upgrade quick then, right?
Yeah, you got
to
learn real fast.
Absolutely right. You need to know the bad before you know the good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Very good.
That's
very good. Did we get Tina in there yet?
Claire? No, I'm sorry, honey. That would have been my faux pas. That's Mr. Rob Choi that's holding. Would you like to talk to him?
Well, I'll
hi,
say
Rob.
Hi real quick, but we got more. Hey, Mr. Choi. You got to take him off mute.
I just did.
Hey, all right.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
I'm feeling good.
Can you
man.
Change your voice? If you can change your voice and sound believable as a female, I'll ask you a few questions. I can't throw you in the all-female
panel. I don't think I'm really comfortable with that.
See,
I'm walking down the street with my dog. I think people will look at me kind of like, dude. So I don't think I'm going to be doing that.
This depends on how you walk, that's all.
Oh,
very
man.
Cool. Well, he's all right. Let's take Mr. Wheeler off. Let's take Mr. Wheeler off and say hello to him too, and then we'll get back to our panel. Marky Mark. Mr. Wheeler.
We're losing left and right, Mark.
I'm here. I hear Mark.
No,
I'm kind of like zoned off for a second. But, what's up, y'all?
What's going on, buddy? How's it going?
Excellent.
You're not sounding too convincible either as a woman, so I got that covered. That's good.
Well, it's not Friday night.
Wait. Too much. All right, go back to mute. No, I'm just joking. Too much info. Right on.
Yeah, no joking.
All right, so we got one, two. Okay, I'm just counting the callers now. So Tina didn't show. Okay. So I got a list here. I'm trying to keep going on it. And if you guys want to chime in on anything we're talking about, by all means, go ahead. But we're going to go to another question. It's always, and especially for some of the people like Dee maybe, and Shantae be one. How was your reception once you kind of got like Dee? Let me ask you first, Dee, because you guide also. There's not too many female guides out there in the kayak industry or in the fishing industry, period. So how was the reception to all that for you? Did you have was it pretty good, not? What was your take on that?
Nobody's going to say, hey, I don't want to.
Like in the community, like in general.
Oh, everybody thinks it's the greatest thing in the world to have a woman who fishes like a girl and can catch all these fish. You know, it's. I mean, I guess one of the best lines was from a guy who said, boy, I really think your husband has got it made because you fish, you clean your fish, you know, that's all you do? Oh, my God, you know. The guys love it. And it's
ask
not,
if you had a sister.
It's, I'll tell you, the percentage of, I'd say 80% of my clientele, though, ironically, is probably 50 and older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. Everybody just absolutely loves to want to go out with a woman. I don't know if it's a feminine touch. Nurturing your child and whatnot and teaching your child that it then surpasses that and goes to other things. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Cool. Yeah. Well, no, that's cool. I was just curious, because you're in the industry and also, a guide or whatever, you're getting paid to do it. And I was just curious, like I said, if it was kind of tough sometimes, people don't always take to new things, so.
Well, when I do a seminar, it's a mixed bag. So it's not like woman specific or anything, unless it's specifically done for a woman's group. But I don't think that there's any problem with having any interest in it at all. They look at me more so, I think, with wow, it's a girl. Maybe we should go see, huh?
All right.
So listen.
Cool. Did Susan ever get back on? Susan, are you there yet?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am here. And what happened is I don't understand that there was a delay. I have some people from Lee's Ford that are hosting my tournament. And so I was setting them up. But when I was hearing it on the phone, there's a delay, I guess. But I'm
yeah,
here.
Definitely. Okay. I passed you by there because I didn't hear from you for a few seconds, so I'm going to backtrack real quick. And this, everybody, this is Susan Powell from Kentucky. And Susan, the first question we went around with, and we missed you because we didn't think you were on still, was how'd you get started into the kayak fishing world?
I started in 1985. Okay, so I'm telling my age. Whitewater rafting as an instructor, raft guide at Nantahala Outdoor Center, and in 2000 was my first trip out of a Chesapeake light craft, which is probably only like 35 pounds, 20 foot. Then I took off with my family at the time to Canada and was fishing for perch and using minimal stuff. And now the sport has evolved into something just incredible. So I'm totally addicted to that.
Right.
Since I'm disabled, I can't really race anymore, flat water.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do these tournaments. And so this year, I'm raising money for Heroes on the Water.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah, we're going to get to that in a bit because that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. And unfortunately, one of our other ladies who was going to call in is involved with Hal was supposed to be here too tonight. But very cool. Yeah, you're right. It has evolved. I used to, in our area, I used to be able to tell who was on the water just about by looking at their boat in the distance. You know, that's a red so-and-so. That's got to be John or, you know, I could tell. Now I just see another kayak and I wave. I don't even have an idea who's out there anymore. There's so many boats on the water. But used to, in the distance, you know,
and
just by the way the boat was rigged or whatever, you could tell who it was. Now it's just like, there's another plastic boat on the water. Awesome.
And it's not that big on Lake Cumberland, I guess, you know, because there's 101 miles of water waves that you just don't see that many kayakers, especially, you know, long distance or racers. And very seldom I'll see a kayak fisher person on here. And so that's why I'm trying to build this area up and hopefully get my business going. It's still in the plans. I'm not seeing too much transition in this area yet to invest in it, but it will be Lake Cumberland kayak, canoe rentals and instruction. And I've done some guiding below Wolf Creek Dam for Rainbow.
Cool.
I may concentrate on that. So I'm just looking, taking my time, sitting back, enjoying
life
in a
kayak.
Well, we
wish you luck with that. We wish you a lot of
Thank
luck
you.
With that.
You go, girl.
Well, you go,
That's
girl.
Awesome.
I'll listen to all of you guys. And Andrea started whitewater kayaking just like me. I love it.
That's very cool. Yeah, we got a mixed bag. We got people. We got everybody from all over. We got whitewater. We got Florida. We got Virginia. We got inland. So it's very cool. We try to get a big array of what's going on out there. All right. Here's my other question. Couple more I got. What's everyone's favorite fish? Not maybe necessarily the favorite, because we had this a couple weeks ago on our show. Not maybe necessarily your favorite fish that you've caught or your favorite fish that you like to target from the kayak. So I'm going to go right from the top again down the line. So I want to know everybody's, what's your favorite fish either that you have or have not but would like to catch from the kayak? Andrea.
Oh, man. I started freshwater and then went to saltwater and do both. I don't know. I'll just say what I started out with was crappie and brim and bass and then moved on to, striper fishing. So I really don't have a favorite.
You don't have, like, that one fish out there that, like, a rooster fish or something out of a kayak, you see it, and you'd be like, man, that'd be a blast out of my, what do you paddle, a ride? Wouldn't that be a blast? You don't have something?
Yeah, I got the brand-new Wilderness Ride 135, the 2012 version, which I love. So I'm looking forward to standing up there and do some sight casting for some reds.
Well, you got to come down and see Dee then. You got to drag your kayak down and fish with Dee because that's definitely what they do down here. There you go. All right. Shantae, what's on your list? What's the big fish?
My absolute favorite that I've caught is the big fat red drum cows. Not the little red drums. I mean, they're fun, but the big freaking 50-inch cows are my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
But what I want to catch that I have not caught is a tarpon. I would like to catch those.
There you go. Very cool. Yeah, I've caught tarpon, but not out of my kayak either, so that would be a lot of fun. Very cool. All right, Susan, you're next on the list.
I am game for anything on the ocean.
And
this year, I'm lucky with my finances. I just will travel anywhere and will catch anything in the ocean. So.
Okay. Again, there's another.
Right on, girl.
Right on. Awesome. Yeah. Well, you can come out and visit us in Virginia Beach or come down to Florida here, and there's plenty of fishing.
Florida, yes. I would love to fish with Dee or just anybody. Yeah.
There you go. Well, you two ought to get together after the show then. Speaking of Dee, you're next in line.
again, a really tough one because, well, today I did achieve my goal, which was the largest black drum from the kayak. I've always caught huge ones from a boat, but never from a kayak. So today I've achieved checkoff bucket list number one, big drum. But like they were saying, anything offshore, because I've never gone offshore, I have an ultimate, so I don't feel comfortable going offshore. I think I might swamp. So I want to get a kayak and do something offshore. Other than that, probably a tarpon or something, because I've never caught a tarpon either. Same situation. So that
you might have a chance. You might have a chance at the boondoggle, isn't that correct? And there's going to be some tarpon, I think I heard. Some tarpon will be around when the boondoggle happens.
Yeah, I mean, we got tarpon here too, but it's just get out there and target them, you know.
Right. You have to get Woody to get your manta ray down.
Let's do it. Me and you. We going.
See?
Yeah.
We're putting a trip together.
Yeah,
let's go for Woody.
That's Shanti.
We're going to put... All right, so we got Susan, Shantae, and whoever else wants to come down and go with D and target tarpon. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to just because I don't like to be rude. Mr. Wheeler, you still with me?
I'm always with you, man.
All right, good deal. Glad to hear it, Devil Dog. All right, so what's your big fish? I got you on the line still, and I'll ask Rob while you guys are in the call room.
For me, it would have to be one of those giant trevally out in Australia. The ones where you use the, you know, 10-inch poppers and you toss
big
them out
GT?
And flip it across the surface. Yeah, the big GTs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hook up on one of them and just let them, you know, quintessential, you know, no reefs, no nothing, just a big sandy flat. So you just tow my ass, you know, till kingdom come. You know, that would just be cool for me.
All right. That would be pretty cool, yeah, from a kayak. Mr. Choi, what's your big fish? What's the fish that you target?
Oh, yeah, I've been listening all this time, and I've had all this time to think about it, and I still can't really pinpoint one.
Yeah, because he's caught everything.
No.
Nobody likes
really
you fish and huge.
I think tarpon definitely is up there. And, you know, and permit's always been one of my fantasies, if you will. I'd love a nice permit. I've never caught one. Never caught a tarpon either, but from what I understand on the flats, permit is about as wild a train ride as it gets.
So. Very cool.
Hey, we should go noodling for wolffish.
All that stuff, that would be awesome too, but.
Okay. I don't know about noodling for anything, let alone a wolfish. You can go ahead and have that one.
I'm sure you had caught that. Well done.
Yeah, and now come back a nub on that one. That's what you come back as.
Yeah, Rob, you're going on the James River. He's going to be going noodling.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of people that noodle up here. I'm not sticking my hand in it.
If I can't see where my hand's going, it's not now.
It's not going, yeah.
Too many things down in that water. No, you're good. And you got them people on that crazy show that pay to have people take them out noodling. No, you can have it.
It's not just the hands. It's their feet, too. They stick anything in that hole that they can
hey.
Get.
Hey, this is a family show, ma'am. This is a family show.
She's got the power to kick you off. Very cool. Well, that's good. That's a good mix. It all seems to generate salt water there, though, so that's pretty cool. We got a lot of the tarpon, though. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool from a kayak, I'd have to say. All right. Hey, Chris, let me ask you a question real quick. Sorry, people, but is Rob Choi like the last one on the call list as we go down?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can't scroll down on my screen for some reason. I just want to make sure I wasn't missing anybody. Okay. Back to the show. So, all right, so now it's your chance, ladies, to go ahead and tell us about yourself, whether it's about your business, it's an organization, whatever it may be, obviously kayak-related. So, like, Susan, we'll go ahead and start with you this time because I feel like we missed you there in the beginning. So, Susan, tell us what's going on with you. You mentioned Hal earlier in a tournament and all that. So give us a brief little what you got going on with this tournament and the Hal organization.
Okay. Well, to tell you how bad I got it, my dogs, I have two labs, is Kaya and Canoe. and they go kayaking, they go backpacking. They're just really cool. But for the Hal thing, is this is my third year organizing it. And the first 2 years, I pretty much did it out of my own pocket, just created it, because this area does not have much kayaking. And I'm talking kayaking in general, whether it's on Pittman Creek, Whitewater, kayak fishing. This lake has 101 miles, so you can... The races could be incredible over here. So this year, so many people have seen that this could be something really big. ACA had a meeting in Louisville in October and for the APEC, Adventure Paddle Sports Association of Kentucky. We're trying to bring this sport to the state even bigger, helping Canoe Kentucky, River City Kayak and Canoes. There's so many that are supporting it this year. The community itself, Pulaski County, Travel Tourism, Lee's Ford. This is now going to be at a marina where we can get lodging, discount lodging right on location. They have sponsored a raffle item of $450 for an overnight on a houseboat and lodging and a pontoon. Somerset Police Department are taking a big thing on this. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs. Looking at being the Somerset representative for that program.
Cool.
Are you able to hear me okay? It's...
Yeah, we're doing good. Yeah, I'm letting you go ahead.
Okay. I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
I know better than to interrupt.
This is my little... I'm really excited about this because so many people have really stepped up. The sponsors this year, I got 22 sponsors this year, so there's a lot of big prizes. And women, there is the entire women's division. I would really love to see women step up and I don't know, take over. Because some of the tournaments I have been in, it's mostly, I think me and there's like one other woman in another tournament. And there's a youth division. I'm really trying to get the youth involved in this. And that goes with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. They will be here. So the grand prize has not been announced for which fishing kayak it is. So if you don't mind, get on my Facebook and tell me your recommendations, what you think would really intrigue you to really entice people to move here.
All right, give us your website real quick. Is there a website for this tournament, the upcoming tournament?
Yes, but I had just hired a person. Give it 2 days before you go on it. It's going to be a whole new website.
Well, go ahead and give it to us and we'll put it.
Okay, kykayakfishing.com. And just give it a couple days. It's going to have the registration. All money goes to Heroes on the Water. Healing Waters Fly Fishing is going to be here, too. I'm really big into fly fishing. So I'm going to have the Paddle Fest is going to be here, too.
Big
that
job.
Sounds like...
Sorry.
That sounds like Kaya or Canoe.
That's my lab.
Under attack.
Yeah, we're talking fishing and kayak, so mine are. and mine actually sit in the kayak with me.
All right, well,
the Paddle Fest, I'm trying to build a sport even bigger, like the Ohio Paddle Fest, where they had 2,200 people last year. I want to try to get that even bigger this year over in this area. And I'm looking at, a lot of you are a lot of fishing. I'm a lot of kayaking, but I'm adding the fishing to it. So I'm not, if I get to go to Florida and catch anything in the ocean, I'm going to be very happy. So,
all right. Well, We'll get that website up in our show notes, and we'll make sure that everybody gets to it. And if, you know, you can always go ahead and keep us informed on what's going on with your show, with your tournament on our show throughout. So let us know.
Thank you very much.
How it's going? Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Don't go anywhere. I got one more big question at the end. All right, go ahead. Oh.
Yeah, question.
Shante.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
What?
Mark, a question in the chat room is that people in the chat room would like to know what the ladies are paddling. Brand of kayak, please.
All right, well, we'll go real quick through the list then because we're running out of time here soon. Andrea, what are you paddling? You already told us
before. My new kayak, the Wilderness System Rod 135, the new 2012 version. I love it. Like I said, you can stand up and cast in that, and that just is my new boat. That's my go-to boat right now.
All right. Shante, what kind of P-Row are you paddling?
I am in a Ocean Kayak Drifter, which is the least delicious to sharks. I don't know if y'all know that, but it's been scientifically proven. Taste the worst of the sharks all around the world. And I have a Wagner pet. And Bending Branches, actually. I go in and out of Wagner and Bending Branches. I got no sponsors. What?
Awesome. All right. Susan, what are you paddling these days if you're out there? Susan? All right, Dee, I know what you're paddling, but go ahead and tell everybody what you're in.
My favorite is a Native Ultimate 14.5, and the rest of my fleet are Native Ultimate 12s.
Very cool. Very cool. Does that answer everybody's question, Chris? Was that what they wanted to know, what their paddle?
Tom Matau also would have liked to know if the ladies feel like there's a difference or if the companies are going out of their way to accommodate women better in boats, or is there a significant difference or one boat more comfortable for a woman than for a man?
What do you get? What's different about a woman than a man sitting down in a kayak? Holy
I know.
Hips.
Asked on
hips.
Point. What were you trying
hips.
To imply?
Hips.
Hips. Oh, boy. Now, we're not going there tonight. Good
too much
baby.
Booty and pain.
Talk about all those TFCs that need to accommodate women.
Oh, well, you guys can do that on your own show. We're not talking about PFDs.
I would like to have some waiters that accommodated women. That would be rad. Some waiters that accommodated women. Oh, yeah.
You guys can work on that later. All right.
And I'm sorry
now,
for missing your last question. Because you
What's
had
that?
Asked what boat I – this is Susan. You had asked
oh.
Because I have people from Lee's Ford that are sponsoring my tournament, and they want to hear what's going on. And I realize I can't keep my phone in with the computer.
Yeah.
So I'm running back and forth.
what are you
paddling
these days?
It's a Perception Search 13. I think it's an older model.
Okay.
I got it for $100, and it rocks. And I
there
rigged it up myself and – yeah, for $100.
Awesome.
And then I have a Chesapeake Light Craft, my racing boat, that I rigged up something where I could have two fishing rods. But it is so exciting. As a 32-pound boat, when you catch something good, it's a racing boat. It flips so easy. I have not yet been flipped. So I think somebody on the panel early, I think it was Andrea, said she wants to catch a striper. You have a total invite to catch a huge striper here.
That's a freshwater striper.
Yes.
There you go. All right. All right, Dee, we're going to go back to the question we were on so we keep this moving before I run out of time tonight. So tell us about Dee. What's going on with Dee?
What? Okay.
It's your chance. Wave your Dee flag.
The last question. Because I actually do have a commentary about women's and kayak and whatnot because it kind of entwines into what's going on. Native makes a kayak called the Tegris, which is a Native Ultimate, which is a stripped-down version of the 12-footer. And the 12-footer is like a 50, 60-pounder kayak, and it does get heavy. I'm really good with lifting kayaks because I've been doing it for a while, and I've got those Linda Hamilton guns from paddling and everything, so I can handle four
nice.
Kayaks, you know, at a time. But the Tegris is 35 pounds.
With the seat.
Yeah.
With
the seat
in it. That's not going to track very well, though.
It tracks down.
Chris paddled the Tegris.
It tracks.
What?
I was saying Chris, my wife, she has a Tegris. We have a Tegris in our fleet. Chris paddles it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it you can always adjust for the tracking and whatnot. I know it's a light boat and whatnot, but above and beyond, it's really made for kind of a woman or for children and that kind of a thing because of its lightweight. But in a couple weeks, Native is going to be doing a mini film shoots and whatnot for fishing out of the boats with women, and I'm one of them. Yay! Woo! So that's what my plans are in the next. Yeah, in the next couple weeks, we're going to be doing some film shoots with women in the Native kayak family. So it'll be fun. That's what I'm up to.
Awesome.
Cool. So that's what.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what about your guiding service? It's your chance to plug yourself. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you to come down and catch those tarpon and those fish that they mentioned earlier that they have not been able to catch from the kayak.
All right. Well, quote unquote from Jerry today. Great day today, D. As always, you put me on them and I knew what to do when I saw them. Woohoo! Good plug. yeah, right? Call me if you want a trip. I work from the northern Indian River Lagoon, Mosquito Lagoon area, that far north down to Vero Beach. As you know, all the fish are just going crazy right now. Give me a call at 321-394-6874 or email me at dee@realkayakfishing.com.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, Andrea.
Website.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I just said that's also the website.
Okay. Andrea, what's going on with you and your neck of the woods there? What's going on?
All right. So, Appomattox River Company, most of you already know that we're moving. We're moving from 211 Village Avenue over here in Yorktown, and we're going to head on over to 3009 West Mercury Boulevard. Hopefully, we're going to be opening up the store this weekend. We still have some things to do. Obviously, you can understand the move with that many boats. Appomattox River Company, you know, I'm the assistant manager there. We support all the local clubs. We support kayak fishing, canoeing, touring, kayaking, stand-up paddle boards, Versa paddle boards. If you want to do a stand-up paddle board and you want to fish off of that, we have all that stuff that we can show everybody, knowledgeable staff. We also have seminars. We have a rowing class that we just did this past Sunday, and we're going to do another one on February 12th, I do believe is the date. But you can always contact Appomattox. Our telephone number is going to go with us, so it's 757-890-0500. Or you can check us out on the local webpage, which is paddleva.com. But Appomattox River Company feels that everybody's passionate about, you know, the water, and we specialize in kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddle boards, and we do seminars, like I said, for safety courses, and we have a lot of good people that we see tons of people every day, and we support local clubs, and I love working there, and I'm glad that they have me.
Very cool. And is that little sale still going on to help you guys not have to move so much inventory?
Yeah, right now for accessories only, not kayaks, not stand-up paddle boards, not canoes, but accessories only right now. If they're in the store at the Village Avenue location, we're going to do 30% off accessories.
Very cool.
If you want to come in and check out a new kayak for a friend or for a family member or so forth, we're, like I said, knowledgeable staff, and we can pinpoint and put you in the right boat that you need.
Very cool.
And
I heard today.
Okay. I'd like to say, as far as Appomattox is concerned, and I'm going to put a shameless plug in, because Andrea was above and beyond nice. Rigging the Tegris has not been easy. And I like to have my stuff in front of me instead of behind me. You don't have much room, particularly once the skirts are on. Andrea ended up rigging a Tegris in the store with the bag, Beach to Summit,
Surf to Summit
bag. I should know for a price tag, right? Well, Andrea ended up, you know, rigging the bag in the store and ended up sending me pictures on the phone because it's like an hour drive for me to make sure that the bag fits, and ended up buying the bag from Appomattox. I can't say otherwise. As far as customer service goes, that is the place to buy anything. If you have any questions, Andrea is more than willing to hook you up.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we do support, like I said, all of our clubs, and we take a lot of we know what we're talking about, and if there's somebody in the store that doubts something, we can always, you know, ask another person. And the manager, being Vic Sorensen, he's been there for about 10 years, very knowledgeable. He's taught me a bunch of stuff, and it's just a pleasure to work there. And it's awesome to see the amount of people that come in that store, and they do listen to what I suggest and how you fish out of a kayak and how you need to rig it. And they'll keep coming back in and asking for my opinion, and it feels good. So I just like our customer service. I like our customer base.
Very nice. Yeah, I've always loved going to Appomattox, and I just got good news today from the show director for the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo that's going to be the end of March, that Appomattox, I guess, has signed on to be there too with us, so that'll be cool. Definitely have Appomattox in the same building again. I missed this weekend's past weekend show, so I'm glad to be able to work with you guys up there in Richmond in a couple months. So, okay, we're getting close on time, and it was a question I'm going to ask. So here we go. You ready, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
What's in your purse? And I don't want all the little old Tic Tacs and like things like that and checkbooks that you haven't balanced in 3 months or any of that stuff, like something odd. And then I'll tell you why after you got – well, should I tell them why first, Chris, or tell them why after?
Dee would know because Dee knows it's funny.
Yeah.
This is a cool question.
Is it a cool question? Good. All right. Well, just remember, first off, it is a G-rated show. Secondly, like I said, we don't need to know about the old gum wrappers and stuff. So, yeah, listen to this. That's the Cajun girl laughing the loudest. She's going to tell me something
it's
like
a lie.
Switchblade, a shrunken head, and some chicken bones. That's some chicken bones. No, go ahead. So we're going to go right back to you, Andrea. What's the odd thing in your purse?
A fourth ounce jig head Spro chartreuse and white lure that I love to death and I keep on top.
There you go.
It's got a cork on the end of it, so if a child puts their hand in my bag, it won't get them. So that's my favorite lure.
All right, Shante, you're next. What's in your purse?
Like, you mean, like, literally, what is in my purse right now?
No, I don't want you to dump it out on the floor and give us a
Oh, no, I know exactly what's in there. I'll tell you what my favorite thing is. How's that? It's this little thing that fits on my keychain. It looks like a cute little kitty cat, and you put your fingers through its eye, and you could stab somebody in the neck if you got to. That's my favorite thing.
Hey,
but I didn't get to answer the last question. I feel cheated. I didn't even answer the last question.
Oh, you're right. I did miss you. I'm sorry. See, I got like this whole thing going on. You're right. I did. Well, you got to tell me. I got too much going on here. Go ahead.
That's all right.
While you're on there, go ahead. I want to know about the calendar.
Well, first of all, I just want to give props to everybody doing Heroes on the Water stuff. We had a fundraiser for them at my club. If you don't know, I'm a DJ at a nightclub. We had a fundraiser for them at a club last year, but it was split between the Wounded Warriors and them. I'm pushing for one this year. If I can get some support on that, if you guys call the office, Mr. Lozier, you know where I work, Miss Lally.
Uh-huh.
I'd like some support on that because it really is good work, and immediately you will see the result of somebody who has some post-traumatic stress disorder, and you pull them out on the water. And it's just a really, really cool thing to do. But, yes, I am a calendar. Mr. Crazy Albert and I and Elizabeth Smith had the good taste to put me in their calendar. I am the only kayak fisherwoman in there, and it's not sexy. I am not sexy. I'm in waiting. I'm holding this big fish. My fingers are bleeding because I had to lip it to get that big monster onto my lap. It's a cool picture, I think, for women that kayak fish because, you know, I'm not in a bikini and I'm not trying to be cute. I'm just trying to catch a big old fish, and I did, and it's on my lap. And if you guys want to see it, you can get it on Amazon.com. It's called Real Women of Fishing, R-E-E-L, Women of Fishing. And it's a compilation of women from around the world, and there's some really beautiful fish in there, some really great photography. So you guys want to check that out, that's cool. I'm still doing a few things with Kayak Kevin. If you don't know about the documentaries, I am co-producer with him, and he's done some really great editing work and put some really cool things together. There's Kayak Fishing the Chesapeake Bay 1, Kayak Fishing Chesapeake Bay 2, and the Chesapeake Bay Tour. So you guys, if you're new into the sport or whatever, even if you're not, I mean, you're going to get a kick out of watching some of this stuff. And I also would like to say to the new people coming into the sport, go to a demo day. Go to a demo day when all the people have their stuff out there. Try it all out. See what fits you. I had the luxury, if you want to call it that, of getting a bunch of hand-me-downs and feeling out everything while it was all popping and breaking and, you know, stuff in my hands. And you find out what you like. And I have a funny story from a demo day. They put me in a Hobie, which I was not really down with for a while. And, you know, and it's just still not me, but it does do good things for people. But I could not put my paddle down to save my life because once you've paddled enough, that paddle becomes an extension of you. And I could not. They said, put your paddle down. I was like, no. So, you know, you will learn yourself on the water and your equipment, and it's a whole lot of fun, and it's a lot of peace. I saw a bumper sticker that says, I paddle to get away from you people. And holy crap, is that not the truth? You know, you get away from everybody. You get away from everybody and you do your thing. You're one with nature and all that hippie crap, and it's awesome. And that's
very cool. Very
amen.
Cool.
I just
got to
interject something. I have a bumper sticker on my Jeep that says, whip me, strip me, top me, fly me.
Right on.
No, I do have a lot of supporting stuff, but, you got to have fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe that'll be the next question next time I'll do. What's the crazy bumper sticker on your vehicle? But all right, Susan,
I think
senior,
wins it.
Susan, you go ahead. What's the crazy thing in your purse? Oh, to be crazy.
Well, I like it because I was a federal agent for 12 years. And so I got some really cool stuff. I
mean, she's got the spray.
I can't hear her. She's saying something.
And you're packing. You got the spray.
No, I'm not. But I'll just give you some advice on Ruff Hewn, R-U-F-F. H-E-W-N, has come out with some really cool products. They're hot pink, and I love them. Because, even though we're all rough and rugged and we're catching fish and, you know, slaying deer and all that stuff, you know, I do like to carry, you know, the pink stuff, the softer side of us women that kill and conquer the fish. And this one has, you know, a knife, a fork, and a spoon, a wine opener, beer opener. And then I have another one that's hot pink and shiny. And then I got a hot pink flashlight LED that I use all the time. So those
Very
are
cool.
the stuff that, besides, you know, the typical, you know, checkbook and all that. But I'm usually right. ready for anything.
All right. And Dee, what's yours?
I must be the most simplest person in the world. First off, I don't have a purse. My purse is
that
actually my dry box. My dry box goes with me. When I go shopping, I take my dry box. Can you believe it? In there. In there I have like a metal credit card, business card holder that
mm-hmm.
holds everything that I need in there. And then I have my camera, and I have my cell phone, and I have a couple of eyeglass wipes so that if my glasses get gross or salty or whatever, I can just rip one of those open real quick
thing.
And clean
yep.
that.
For $2.88.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like $2.50 too.
I have my chapstick with SPF 45, and I have my lucky penny.
There you go.
My lucky penny goes with me everywhere I go, and it's so corroded, it's ridiculous, because I found it actually at a bait shop, and I went, oh, look, heads up. And I've had it in there for like 4 years. Yeah.
Cool. Chris,
yeah.
What's in your purse? We're running out of time.
Oh, God.
I'm running out of time.
I carry tools. I always have a Leatherman on me, super glue, Wisty. I have lip balm, SPF. At times, I've been known to carry a micro hammer in my purse. That's what I have in my purse.
There you go. Mr. Wheeler.
What's in your purse?
What's in your purse, Mr. Wheeler?
You don't want to know what's in my purse.
It's not Friday.
Does it require double D batteries?
Hey.
Stop it.
I've got a big flashlight. What? You sick people.
All right, Mark, while you're here, what are we going to listen to tomorrow night? Mark is our Wednesday night host, the landing crew, Mr. Wheeler. What's going on tomorrow?
We're going to talk about fishing tubes and how you can use them not only, different presentation styles for bass and stuff like that, but how a tube could be, is it an effective way of fishing for redfish and trout and stuff like that when the bite gets tough, and to really get a reaction bite out of the fish instead of a feeding bite. So
gotcha.
Hopefully without
all right.
stuttering involved.
You got, okay. You'll find that first question. Gotcha. You didn't know I was going to tell everybody you carried a purse. I understand. You can be a little choked up. Sorry to call
you out.
We
all think
like
you're
that.
Fabulous. It's okay. You're among friends.
Hi, my name's Mark, and I carry a purse. All right. Well, with that being Mark Wheeler, the landing crew for Wednesday night show, we're going to start winding us down. We're over our hour. That would be Wednesday night there, Mark. And then everybody tune in on Thursday. We have Chip Gibson, the tree hugger, our godfather, as he's called by us here at the radio. He started this whole circus that we do all week long. And Friday night is the Spike and Ike show. What is it, the Wild West show? And then we flip back around to Monday for Redfish Chuck. So if you guys haven't tuned in to any of those other shows, please give them a listen. Always informative once again. And the Boondoggle, I mentioned at the top of the show, I got to mention it one more time. If you haven't checked it out, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle or Kayak Fishing Radio and check out Boondoggle. And your days are getting shorter and shorter to register to get in down there. So if you're going to go, you better get going. I know Mark's going, and a couple of the people that I saw earlier that are in the chat room are going. Dee's going. So it should be a good time. Unfortunately, Chris and I won't make it. We got something to do the following week in Greensboro. So everybody, like I said, check it out. If you're going, you better get gone. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and make my plugs and let everybody continue their Tuesday night. I'd like to thank Native Watercraft, my big sponsor there of my kayaks, and Marshworks Inshore Tackle, Daiwa Fishing Equipment. And if you guys haven't seen, Chris and I started our own company this year. I've got my own guiding business, First Landing Kayak Fishing Services. So if you don't know, go over to Facebook, be our friend on Facebook, keep up with us and what's going on. Looking forward to getting back into Virginia and getting back on the water. Thank everybody for tuning in. We got a chat room going on there. I don't keep up with the chat room because I probably get distracted, so I let Chris manage that because you guys are off the hook sometimes in that chat room. Ladies, thank you very much for calling in tonight, for giving up your Tuesday night. It was very
fun
and
informative.
I hope everybody had a good time, and feel free to call back in any other time just to tell us what's going on, fill us in what you've been up to. We're always interested in hearing from everybody, and same goes for you guys in the chat room. Feel free to call in any time, and for any of the guests, if you log in for free, you can chat on the chat room. So thank you, everybody. Chris, you got some music in the cue box there?
I sure do. Thank you again, ladies. Really enjoyed it. You have a nice evening.
I love your face, Miss Lally. Love your face.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
Good night,
bye,
everyone.
Thanks.
Good night. God bless everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.